Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show. It's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank is the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Huge win for the Indians last night. Their first last at-bat win of the season. Did you feel like you had been in a prized fight and you'd been knocked to the canvas about five, six times and you finally got back up and won it?
You know, Hammy, we were talking before the game and, you know, I was kind of saying it doesn't matter what team's records are. And, boy, that game, that was a hard game to win. I mean, early in the game, the ballpark looked like it was playing small. And then the one ball that Sano hit didn't matter. But balls were carrying. You know, Kip went down and got a ball that was down low and hit it good, but hit it out the center. That's hard to do. And then, you know, to Josh Tomlin's credit, because he didn't look like he had real good stuff early, he reeled it in and got us into the seventh inning. So that really helped. You know, we take a lead, which wasn't easy to do, and Brian Shaw comes in and gives up, you know, the home run because he had been so good lately and then actually got bases loaded. Zach McAllister comes in, does a great job to get us out of that just to give us a chance. And then we get, you know, a big, big double by Bird, good base running, you know, by Ramirez. And Cody hung on. And, you know, he had to go right through the heart of that order and got the last guy out. Parker had already hit two home runs.
Well, and Tito, you can talk about, you know, fighting to the last out. And you have all season long. You just have never been rewarded. These are the kind of games that now you can talk about being able to win a game late. Now you have.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I mean, you look at the Twins, too. They give them credit. They play till they tell you to go home, and we know that's the case, and we're going to probably play a lot of close games. That's just the way we're built. That's okay. I'd rather be in games than not, but you know, again, it means we need to play good defense, do all the things we talk about, base running, and I think we're equipped to be able to do that. So that's okay.
I'm not saying the other guys on your ball club can't get it done late. But isn't this part of the equation when you add a Juan Uribe, you add a Marlon Byrd? Terry, there isn't really anything they haven't seen or probably haven't accomplished in their long careers.
Well, and you know what, Hammy, when you start looking at, like, who's coming in for the other team bullpen-wise, you look at Uribe, you look at Byrd, they all have faced these guys, where some of our younger guys haven't even faced him. And if you're facing somebody once with a game on the line, nice to have something in the bank that, you know, you may not even have a ton of success against them, but if you've faced them 10, 12 times, you kind of know how they're going to pitch you. You know, they had thrown a couple fastballs by Byrd, but then he tried to throw him a breaking ball and he jumped on it, and good thing for us.
Well, bad thing for you is that you've lost Michael Brantley, at least for the foreseeable future here with the 15-day disabled list. Tell us about that, Tito.
You know what? Okay, you put him on the DL, certainly not our goal, but I don't think it's terrible news. The reason we did it was he got an MRI last night, and the good news is it really doesn't show any changes, so that's good, but it's a shoulder that's been operated on, so it's really hard to read, so you kind of go on how he feels. He's not bouncing back as good as he wants. There's some general soreness at times. So Dr. Craig Morgan did the surgery in Wilmington, Delaware. We're going to send Michael there Tuesday morning. So we obviously will shut him down until then. That's 8 days. You know, by the time he goes and gets examined, hopefully it's a good examination. But to ramp him back up, it just seemed to make sense to put him on the disabled list. It's not like something new occurred. It just seems to make sense trying to look at the big picture.
Well, and you bring back a guy we've seen now the last couple of years who can seemingly play anywhere on the field, Michael Martinez.
And that's, you know, we had to make a decision last night, you know, do you go get another outfielder? But the thought was, let's try to play the guys we have. We're getting in a little bit of a rhythm that way, and it's such a rhythm sport. And Michael can do so many things to help you win off the bench, whether it's going for defense, pinch run, and he plays everywhere, that I think it can really help us in these close games. And we're not trying to juggle a lineup. We want to let these guys play a little bit and see if they can get going.
Well, in this day and age, too, if you only have a three-man bench, versatility is critical, isn't it?
It's huge. And now, especially because, you know, Ramirez is probably going to be playing left field a lot with Brantley down, it gives us a guy we can move around, and that does really, really help.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and the Minnesota Twins coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.